This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. As we do continually on this program, we try to get some sort of faces and voices behind the dizzying number of economic statistics that we report on all the time. Car sales were reported yesterday, and they're really all over the map. Volvo's doing pretty well. Ford is doing okay. And GM and Chrysler are having continual troubles. And, of course, as we know, they're in bankruptcy. Joining now is Mark Porter, president and dealer of Mark Porter GM Supercenter in Pomeroy, Ohio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing great. And Dale Hart, retired from the Navy, and also an employee at the Syracuse Racing Regional Sewer District, on the line from Racine, Ohio. Dale Hart, how are you?
Fine. Yourself?
Now, Mark Porter, you're a seller, correct?
Yes.
Dale Hart, you're a buyer of cars, as I understand
yes.
it.
Yes.
Explain to me why you're buying.
Well, it was time for me to buy, and I believe that GM is going to be around when I'm long gone, so I stick with a product that I like.
How old are you, Dale?
I'm 68.
And GM's going to be around as long as you're alive?
Oh, yes, and then some.
And then some. Is that really positive news for GM? You're going to live
yeah.
You're going to live to 100, right?
I hope so.
All right, good. Mark Porter, what was the pitch that you gave to Dale Hart to sell him, I understand, two cars?
Really didn't have to give Dale a good pitch. He's a good General Motors customer. We live down in the tri-state area of southern Ohio, and it's good General Motors or domestic car country. He bought a truck and an Impala and with his wife, and they wanted to support the country by buying, you know, a GM car, and we live in the part of the country that buys a lot of domestic automobiles.
So, Mark, how many people are contacting you just to find out about whether you're in business or not, and how many of those people actually become customers?
Quite a few, actually. Most customers in our area know who we are, so their biggest concern was initially, before the bankruptcy, was whether, A, we were going to be in business as a dealer, and two, was whether GM was going to be in business. Now that the bankruptcy has taken place and they see that, Chevrolet and General Motors is going to survive, business is picking up. We've seen a spark last month and increased sales, and the uncertainty is now leaving the market, so they know that, having seen Chrysler come through it, and they're out and they're selling cars and building them again, and GM's almost out of it, and they're building cars and
right.
coming out of it, so people have confidence again that, basically the uncertainty's gone.
Very quickly, is this an opportunity that might not be repeated to buy a car and hold down a value that's really not going to be revisited in the next decade?
I totally believe that. I think the consumer a year from now is going to wish everybody bought a car
right.
this year.
Interesting. Dale Hart, are those two cars out in your driveway right now?
They're both in the garage.
In the garage? That must make you feel good.
Oh, yes, it does.
I can
makes me feel good.
All right. Well, Mark Porter and Dale Hart, thanks so much for joining The Takeaway this morning. Mark Porter is president and dealer of Mark Porter GM Supercenter in Pomeroy, Ohio. And Dale Hart is a customer two times, 67 years old, and GM's going to be around longer than he is.